We have three letters from the evening news this week. The first is from our very own David Potten, the Norfolk coordinator for PhysioNet, who has a proposition for you. Do any of your listeners have used physio equipment that they cannot return to the NHS or the Red Cross? PhysioNet is a UK charity that collects used physio equipment, such as wheelchairs, walking frames, walking sticks, and all sorts of other disability aids, even mobility scooters. We refurbish the equipment as needed and then send it to poor countries where disability charities desperately need these items. We have an arrangement with one of the HM prisons where all the donated wheelchairs are checked. If they're in bad condition, they may be taken apart and the spares used to replace bits on other chairs, so that all those we send overseas are in excellent condition. My wife and I are the Norfolk coordinators for PhysioNet, and we welcome donations from anywhere in the county. If they can be delivered to Norwich, that's great, but we can also collect items. Anyone with equipment to donate can contact us on 01603 304216 or by email davidpotten@compuserve.com. More information on PhysioNet can be found on our website, www.physionet.org.uk.
Our second letter is from Fred Smith in Reefham, who asks what many would consider a very sensible question. Just heard the news about the proposal to gradually change the age at which people can legally buy cigarettes, with the intention of phasing them out by 2030. I seem to remember that many years ago the government made it illegal to make the old-style light bulbs. Well, why can't we make it illegal to make cigarettes immediately? I think we all know the answer to that. Yes, they would lose a lot of tax income. But long term, I would argue that they would save the NHS much more and people would be healthier.
And the last letter from Christopher Cockcroft of Thurlton takes a similarly direct approach to a long-standing problem. It is becoming plainly obvious that no private developer will provide the type of development needed at Anglia Square and make the profit that they require. So please, Norwich City Council, get together with housing associations, retirement home providers, care home providers and small-scale house builders and come up with a plan that will create a long-term community where different generations can support each other without the need to travel. Yes, it would require you to compulsorily purchase the site, but you have talented architects either in-house or in the city. So go to it and build something award-winning and in keeping with historic Norwich.